Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something really exciting, new neighborhoods popping up in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. David, you've been following the development scene there pretty closely, right? What's actually happening in Lakewood Ranch right now?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So Lakewood Ranch is one of the most dynamic communities in Florida right now. It's this master planned community that's been around for a while, but what's really cool is how it keeps evolving. We're seeing brand new neighborhoods being developed within the community, and 2026 is shaping up to be a really pivotal year for new construction and new residents moving in.
Oh, wow. So it's not just one neighborhood. There are multiple new areas being built out. I'm curious, what makes Lakewood Ranch so attractive in the first place that keeps drawing all this development?
Great question. Lakewood Ranch has this incredible infrastructure already in place. We're talking about excellent schools, tons of amenities, beautiful parks, and it's centrally located between Tampa and Sarasota. So you get that balance of being close to major metros, but still having that community feel. Plus, the master planned aspect means everything is really thoughtfully designed. That's why developers keep investing there and why people keep wanting to move there.
Right, exactly. So if someone's thinking about buying in Lakewood Ranch in 2026, what should they actually know about these new neighborhoods? Like, what's different about them?
Well, the new neighborhoods tend to have the latest architectural styles, modern home designs, and they're built with current buyer preferences in mind. Things like open floor plans, outdoor living spaces, tech-ready homes. Plus, you're getting newer construction, which means warranties, energy-efficient systems, and that fresh feel. But here's the thing. Prices are going to vary depending on which neighborhood you're looking at and what stage of development they're in.
That makes total sense. So if someone's shopping around, they really need to understand which neighborhoods are where and what stage they're at. Are there specific neighborhoods you'd recommend people pay attention to?
Absolutely. What I'd really encourage people to do is look at the master plan for Lakewood Ranch and see where the new neighborhoods fit in. Each one has its own character and price point. Some are more family-oriented, some are geared toward active adults, some are just starting construction while others are nearly built out. The key is figuring out what matters to you. Proximity to schools, golf courses, age of community, price range, and then matching that to the right neighborhood.
No kidding. So it's not a one-size-fits-all situation. I'm guessing timing matters too, right? Like, if you're buying in 2026, you're probably in a different position than someone who waits until 2027 or 2028.
Exactly. Early buyers in a new neighborhood often get better pricing before the community fully builds out and demand really increases. Plus, you get to choose your lot, your floor plan, sometimes even influence the design. But you're also dealing with construction noise and incomplete amenities for a while. Later buyers get a finished community but pay premium prices and have fewer options. So it really depends on your tolerance for that construction phase and what you're hoping to get out of your investment.
That's such a smart way to think about it. So for someone listening who's maybe considering Lakewood Ranch, what's your one biggest piece of advice for them as they're looking at these new neighborhoods?
Visit in person. See the master planned community, walk around, talk to current residents, check out the amenities, and get connected with a real estate professional who knows the area well. Someone who can walk you through what's coming, what's available now, and what makes sense for your specific situation. Don't just look at pictures online. Lakewood Ranch is special because of the community feel, and you really need to experience that to understand if it's right for you.
I love that advice. It's so easy to just scroll through listings, but you're right. There's something about actually being there that changes everything. David, this has been super helpful. Thanks so much for breaking down what's happening in Lakewood Ranch. For anyone interested in learning more, where can they find you?
Thanks for having me. People can reach out to me directly or check out my website. I'm always happy to talk about Lakewood Ranch and help people figure out if it's the right fit for them. And hey, if you're thinking about making a move to the area in 2026, now's actually a great time to start exploring your options.
Perfect. Well, that's it for this episode of My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Thanks so much for joining us, David, and thanks to you all for listening. If you've got questions about Lakewood Ranch or real estate in Florida, hit us up. We'll catch you next time.